Since past 1 week, I have been getting a lot of DMs, a lot of requests, and recently people have been asking me on Twitter as well now that how to buy this Dogecoin or Bitcoin or Ethereum or any kind of cryptocurrency, because it's right now booming, especially because now Gary Vaynerchuk has come up with his own NFT, which is obviously NFTs are right now based on majorly Ethereum blockchain technology. So now everybody wants to buy cryptocurrency, especially from India. And most of the Indians have still no clue about how to actually buy coins. So I'm going to give you fundamentals over here. I'm going to give you a couple of apps which I personally use. They are not the best ones, but these are the ones which I'm personally using. So it's up to you whether you want to use it or not. And in this episode, you're going to be learning that how you can buy Ethereum, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, or any kind of other cryptocurrency coins from India using your Indian bank accounts. So let's dive into the episode right after this intro. Hi, my name is Digital Pratik, and you are listening to the Blockchain and Cryptocurrency Podcast, which simplifies the complex world of blockchain and cryptocurrency. All right, so first let's understand the basics. So assume that you have to understand two different terminologies when we talk about cryptocurrency. One is custodial wallets and second is non-custodial wallets. Now, if I talk about Indian banking system, so in Indian banking system, let's suppose you have a bank account from ICICI. All right. And now assume that your mother is asking you to just buy some vegetables or maybe medicines. So you go to a shop and you don't have cash. You don't want to use your card as well. Most of the times right now, especially because of pandemic and all, people are going cashless. So what they are using is UPI systems. So now assume when you are in the shop trying to make the payment, do you use your ICICI bank account app or any kind of other bank account app to pay money? Or you use a third-party app like Paytm, Google Pay, PhonePay, etc. The answer is third-party apps, right? So those kind of apps are not used to buy Indian rupees, right? Or maybe they are not used to store your money. The applications or the wallets which are actually used to store your money are the banks. And banks have their own apps. But you don't use those apps to make any transfers with respect to some products or services. You might be using credit cards, you might be using these kind of Paytm wallets, UPI wallets, right? So now now relate this concept with custodial wallets and non-custodial wallets when it comes to cryptocurrency. So these banking apps are similar to custodial wallets, and these UPI apps are similar to non-custodial wallets. Non-custodial wallets will be used to buy some products or services, but obviously the money will get deducted from where? From your banking system, from your custodial wallets. So similarly, in cryptocurrency world, now let's talk about custodial wallets. Custodial wallets are those kind of applications which are known as exchanges through which you buy these cryptocurrency coins. Those cryptocurrency coin exchanges where you can buy or trade and sell, obviously, are something like, you might have heard these names, WazirX, CoinSwitch Kuber, CoinDCX, and many others. Like in the US as well, Coinbase, and many other, like there are plenty of exchanges which you can use, Gemini, and a lot of others, crypto.com, blockchain. But the ones which are right now recommended, I won't name all. I'm just going to use the names which I have used and the one which I'm currently using. So I have used WazirX, I have used CoinSwitch Kuber, I have used CoinDCX. These are the three Indian exchanges which I have used. Currently, I'm using CoinDCX for all my transactions, for all the buying and selling of my coins. And why I'm using? It's just my gut feeling. It's just my intuition. I'm just liking that. It's like you cannot decide which is the best MBA institute. You cannot decide the best digital marketing institute, right? It's just that you feel something is right for you. You feel something is right based on your experience, practicalities, and things like that. So yeah, that's the only thing. One thing which I'll tell about WazirX is I didn't have a good experience with respect to customer service when it was WazirX. Other than that, I have no issues with WazirX or CoinSwitch Kuber or CoinDCX. You can use any one of them. I'm least concerned about that, right? So this is my experience with respect to Indian exchange. So that is what is custodial wallet, where you buy and sell or trade your coins. Now let's talk about the non-custodial wallets. The non-custodial wallets, which are similar to in our traditional system, which are like UPI apps, Paytm, Google Pay, Phone Pay. So the non-custodial wallets are many, right? But out of which MetaMask, you might have heard this name now because you might be trying to learn NFT and all. So MetaMask is one of the finest non-custodial wallets right now, which is integrated with a lot of decentralized application. Right. So don't worry about that, why you should be using that and all. It is one of the most used non-custodial wallets right now as of like May 2021. I am personally using that. So this is like the fundamental, right? So now how to buy Ethereum and how to transfer that to MetaMask and all those things. I have one of the YouTube videos where I'm showing you how to transfer your coins from CoinDCX to MetaMask. So I'm not going to go into that second part. But let me tell you what the first part is. That is how to use CoinDCX or CoinSwitch Kuber or WazirX or any similar app to actually buy coins. So all you need to do is download the application, go to your App Store or Google Play Store, download the application. So I'm going to take an example of CoinDCX because that is the application which is on my phone. So once it is downloaded, you'll have to create your account. You'll have to fill in the KYC details, just like normal procedure. You'll have to upload your Aadhaar card or something like that. And within maybe half an hour or so, or maybe up to 24 hours, it may take. It took me like 10 minutes. For me, it took me 10 minutes. And within 10 minutes, my KYC was verified. So once it is verified, then you have to add funds into this particular exchange. Now, when you click on your accounts, there would be an option where you can click on add funds. When you click on add funds, it will give you two options inside CoinDCX. The first option would be probably how you can transfer from bank system and the amount which you enter. Let's suppose if you enter 10,000 rupees and once you click on continue, you'll get two options, fast bank transfer and second would be MobiKwik wallet. Now, if you select fast bank transfer and you click on continue, it will ask you for all the details and all these details need to be inserted in your bank application. And then you'll have to transfer the money via NIFT or IMPS or any kind of transfer. I generally don't do that. I select the second option. So the second option is this particular one, which is MobiKwik wallet. So when I click on add funds once again, I get this MobiKwik option. And before I go any further, just make sure that you have MobiKwik application downloaded. Once you download MobiKwik application, add funds to your MobiKwik wallet. All right. So let's assume you want to add funds, which is 10,000 rupees into your CoinDCX account. First, add 10,000 rupees to your MobiKwik account from your bank application using UPI or anything. Once it is there, come to CoinDCX and try to add funds using MobiKwik wallet. It will directly connect over there and it would be very, very easy. Within seconds, the transfer would happen. This is the exact same method which I'm using. I'm not using fast bank transfer. I'm using MobiKwik transfer. Once that is done, within seconds, in your CoinDCX wallet or your CoinDCX fund, you'll be able to see the available balance. Now you can click on prices option inside your app. You can click on any of the coins. So let's suppose if you want to buy Ethereum, you click on Ethereum. There would be two options, buy and sell. You click on buy, you enter the amount, you click on buy ETH and that's it. Within seconds or within minutes, you would be able to buy your Ethereum or any kind of other cryptocurrency coin, which is available inside the application. This is how you buy cryptocurrency coins and that is how you use an Indian exchange. Now, I would ask you to just visit the link which is there in my description of this episode that will teach you how you can now use MetaMask, how you can use MetaMask and CoinDCX in sync and how you can transfer the amount to from CoinDCX to your MetaMask wallet. And then that MetaMask wallet is used to buy NFTs. Maybe we'll cover that in some another episode, but this was all about how to buy Ethereum or any other cryptocurrency coins using Indian exchanges for Indians. Hope you got some value over here. If you got, then do let me know on Instagram, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. You have stuck till the end of this episode. Thank you so very much. Just one little request. If you can just subscribe on Apple Podcast if you're using iPhone, or follow me on Spotify if you're using Spotify to listen to this episode, or any other platform. Make sure you also share it with your friends. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram story. I'll give you a free shout out to as many as possible, and I'll see you on the next episode. With that being said, this is your host and host, the Digital Prateek, signing off. Stay awesome and keep smiling.